The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do you say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, a little boy was waiting for his mother to come out of the grocery store. As he waited, he was approached by a man who asked, "Son, can you tell me where the post office is?" The little boy replied, "Sure, just go straight down this street and a couple of blocks and turn to your right." He thanked the boy kindly and said, "I am the new pastor in this town. I would like to come to Sunday Mass. I will show you how to get to heaven." The little boy replied with a chuckle, "Oh, come on. You don't even know the way to the post office. Then how you show the way to heaven?" Yes, my dear friends, we might call this Sunday a Power Sunday, because the main theme of all the three readings is that God is the source of all authority. God shares his authority with the civil rulers elected to serve the people, and with the Pope and the other church leader for material and spiritual welfare of his children. Today, the gospel challenges to accept the authority of Jesus as our Lord and Savior, as St. Peter did at Caesarea Philippi. God calls the people and empowers them who are cooperating with him in his mission. God expects them to be faithful and cooperative and shower his blessing on them, but expel to those who are going against his will. Sebna was the royal steward of the place during the king of Hezekiah of Judah. He was arrogant and proud, really disgraced to his master's house. The message to Sebna in the first reading is to reproof of his pride, vanity, and arrogance. God rejected and replaced him with Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. Rulers should be like the fathers, those who under this governance. Those who are placed to trust and powers should seek God for the grace to enable them to do their duty well. Yes, my dear friends, the Lord demands faithfulness to his ways and his word. First, for St. Paul, in the second reading, he says, God is a mystery. No human can measure out the wisdom, knowledge, and the richness of God. Nor can anyone knows the way and thoughts of God. That is why he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. In the chapter of 16th Gospel of Matthew, begins with the Pharisees asking Jesus for a sign, a proof of his messianship. They do not want to believe the signs and Jesus worked the wonders, which were more than the signs they had asked for. Refusing to give the signs, Jesus warned the disciple not to fall prey to the hypocrisy of the Sadducees and Pharisees. Yes, my dear friends, in today's gospel shows how Peter confesses Jesus as his Lord and Savior, and how Jesus in turn approves Peter's words and give him the teaching and ruling authority in his church. So thus Jesus established the magisterium of the church to serve the spiritual and physical needs of the church members. By Jesus' statement, he says, I will give the keys of the kingdom of heaven. He gives Peter and his successors the power to bind and loose in the church and the assurance that the disciple and the decision will be ratified in heaven. So, my dear friends, Jesus was aware that unless his disciples really understood him correctly, they would not be effective in their ministry. So, as the day of crucifixion was coming closer to Jesus, he asked his disciple, what the people are thinking about me. Noticing that none of the people understand him correctly, that is why, again, he asked Peter, who do you say that I am? Without any hesitation, Peter replied and made the profession of faith, you are the Christ, Son of the living God. Yes, my dear friends, our definition of God defines our destiny. We define God according to our knowledge and experience of the Almighty God. So, Peter defines Jesus correctly here. One can experience God only through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Jesus categorically affirmed that it was the Holy Spirit that inspired Peter to profess as the Son of the living God. Jesus, indeed, wanted that affirmation from Peter. And his profession of faith, Jesus changed his name to Simon to Peter to signify what was going to be the rock like the foundation of the church. Yes, my dear friends, Jesus wanted to entrust the power and the church to Peter and giving him the power and authority to bind and loose anything on earth and in heaven. So, first we should accept Jesus as our loving God, our personal Savior. This means that we are accepting Jesus, our Good Shepherd and our Redeemer. Next, Jesus should become a living experience for us as our God is protecting us and providing us a life of journey, loving us, forgiving us, and helping us and transforming our lives. Yes, my dear friends, our personal experience also will lead us to the praise and thank God in all the events of our lives, both pleasant and painful, realizing that God's hands are with us in everything behind. Amen.